Dimitri, retailers want you to have their credit cards in your wallet. They know it increases the likelihood you'll spend more of them. And if you don't pay off the balance when the bill arrives, they make even more in interest that you pay. So the familiar pitch of checkout, both online and in store, is there for a reason. And apparently it works. According to a recent survey by creditcards.com, most people who have store credit cards, 68%, applied for them at checkout. A discount or promotional offer was the top reason for applying, cited by 55%. Here's what Ted Rossman at creditcards.com said about making such a snap decision.
Don't get suckered into signing up just because the cashier was peddling this aggressively. It's fine to say, no thanks, or I'm going to think about it, or can you give me a brochure?
Herb, the headline of your checkbook story is the pros and cons of store retail credit cards. So let's go ahead and start with the pros.
Sure. If you frequently shop at a store, you may get some nice perks for having its credit card, such as special discounts, early access to sales, or rewards points. For example, the new Walgreens credit card offers 10% rewards on purchases of Walgreens brand products and 5% rewards on all other Walgreens purchases. The Key Rewards credit card from Williams-Sonoma offers 5% cashback rewards at the company's 7 brands, which include Pottery Barn and West Elm, plus free shipping. Just remember, if you carry a balance, as 4 in 10 cardholders currently do, the interest is going to wipe out any rewards you earn or any one-time bonus you're going to get.
And the cons?
Well, the interest rate is a big one. Most retail credit cards have higher interest rates than traditional credit cards. According to the latest survey by creditcards.com, the average interest for retail cards is about 24% APR, while the average for non-retail cards was 20%. The retail cards with the highest interest rates they found, 29.99% APR, were offered by Big Lots, Discount Tire, Guitar Center, and 5 members of the Signet Jewelry family. That's Jared, K Jewelers and Zales, and a few other brands you may recognize. The retail cards with the lowest interest rates were the Amazon Secured Card, 10%, Military Star Card, 10.2%, Sears Home Improvement Account, 14.4%, and the Costco Anywhere Visa by Citi, 15.24%. One more consideration, Dimitri. Applying for a new credit card, or a few if you applied several stores, can hurt your credit scores.
So what is your take on these cards?
Well, retail credit cards aren't necessarily bad if they fit into your personal financial situation and you use them wisely. Retail cards can work for you. My wife and I have one at a store that we're regular customers, and we do get some really nice perks, but it wasn't an impulse decision. So let me leave you and your listeners with 3 tips. If you're thinking about doing this, 1, read the terms of the card carefully before you sign up. Is there any annual fee? What's the interest rate and how does the reward system work? 2, use a store card like cash. Only make purchases if you can pay them off in full when the bill arrives on time every time to avoid costly interest. And 3, stick to your budget. Avoid the temptation to buy more because you now have a new credit card. If you give in, you could feel this financial pain well into the new year.